I think the way to go is to put the flex fuels cars on the road. It basically creates a market-driven solution. It creates a situation where you know that all the ethanol you make can be sold, and it will tell investors, for instance, that there's a trillion-dollar market out there if they can develop cheaper ways of making the ethanol, that they should not only build new plants and equipment, but they should invest in new technology to make it cheaper, perhaps cellulosic ethanol. It would mobilize both the ingenuity and the capital and the industrial effort and create the distribution infrastructure. And if we do this, if we create the market by mandating that the cars be flex fueled, which won't cost the Treasury anything to speak of, it won't cost the consumers anything to speak of, but what it will do, it will break the monopoly. Right now, the only fuel that the American consumers can buy is what the enemy is selling. We want to make it so that they can choose between sending their money to Saudi Arabia to help promote terrorism or sending it to American farmers and other farmers.
What do you think that the public, the ethanol industry, and the consumers in general could do to help make that happen?
Well, they have to speak to their congressmen. And they got to tell them, look, this has gone on long enough. Okay, you know, in 1973, we were 30% dependent on foreign oil. Now we're 60% dependent. In the same time, Brazil, which has had an ethanol policy, went from 80% to zero. We want to see some leadership here. This is the most important issue affecting our national security and our economic well-being. I mean, it is. Our country, our whole economy can be destroyed by these Middle Eastern potentates, either by what they do on purpose or what they do by accident.